Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go!
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Does everybody have red flags that aren't red flags?
Yes. Oh.
That aren't red flags. Like, if a guy's like, my ex was such an idiot, we would like physically rough each other up, you're like, okay, that's a real red flag.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if that dude is named Travis, like, no matter how good he is, he's not dateable, right? If I was a girl, I'd never date a dude named Travis, no matter
really?
What. Yeah. Which is weird, because Taylor Swift is like, but like.
Yeah, Travis does have that connotation to it.
I don't think it's a red flag. I think it's an orange flag.
But I guess my point is, there's a list of names that like people have sort of come out and said, just never date a guy who is named blank.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's just names. Like.
No.
I say this every time. I'm an avid sports fan, but. If you're a woman and you're dating a guy, he's like, I gotta go to the game because I'm the B for Broncos. It's like, that's not your guy. You don't want to be a guy who paints his chest. You don't be with that guy, right? You get it, right?
I agree. That's
you don't want to be with that guy.
He's passionate.
Be passionate about like curing cancer, but like being the B in Broncos. No,
that's the most important letter.
It sort of. Because if you're an O, where are you at?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but Broncos without the B, you're just Broncos.
Okay, but still, Aaron, you don't want to date or face paint. You don't want a face paint guy. Don't want to do it. If he's a character at a football game, you don't want to be that. You don't want, I mean.
Oh, okay. Yeah, anyone wearing the crazy outfit like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah. Who's known as like, oh, there's the guy.
The cheese head.
Barrel Man was a beloved guy, but like after that. Because he was a beloved guy who became the Barrel Man, but if like your guy's like, I'm going to be the next
I'm going to support him until he gets to the Barrel Man point.
No, you're not.
You start as the B, you work your way up to
the barrel.
Here's what I was thinking. I think we have people call in with like, never date a person who blanks, but it can be a name, it can be what they do for a living, it can be whatever.
Ooh, that's a good one.
But what came out is a list of names that are undateable, and that's what got me inspired, because one of the names on the list,
yeah,
Tyler. Tylers are like Travis's. They're just like,
which I've never heard that. That's my real
Nobody
name. If anyone doesn't
you
know
as
that,
a Tyler, you're T-Hack.
I guess, yeah. But
and to our boss who just sometimes doesn't get it and calls you Ty, I'm like, bro, no one's ever called him Ty. Stop calling him. Don't call him Ty.
Every once in a while, I'll throw in a Tyler when we're like
Tyler's okay because it's like calling me Mike.
Okay.
It is really, you're right, because I don't get called that at my house either. I don't really get called Tyler very often.
Oh,
no, at all. Yeah.
What does your wife call you?
Poppy.
Oh. Okay. Did she call you that before you had kids?
She did.
Yeah.
Hot.
Yeah. I highly recommend it. Yeah.
Having a Latina chick call you Poppy.
There's no higher honor, I don't think.
Holy hell. Like,
yeah, I medal mean, of
my
freedom.
My wife was like, Brazilian and never called me Poppy.
Ouch.
I'm sorry.
But have you heard this with Tyler? Have you heard this? Is this a
Tyler's
stereotype that I didn't know about?
Travis.
It's becoming one. That is one of my personal ones because I have dated a Tyler.
You have?
That was the wedding one.
It was?
Yeah. He went by Ty, though. But that's off
limits.
One of those. Yeah.
You know what's tragic on this list also is Tyler, who I love, and Chad. Chad is synonymous with Karen.
I have also dated a Chad.
Okay. Why don't we
He's an ad boy.
Okay. Why don't we do this? Why don't you write down a list of people you haven't dated?
Aaron. I refuse to date an Aaron.
Because you're Aaron.
Yes. Mm. Which is hypocritical.
You need to call him Aaron.
No, it's hypocritical because I wanted to marry Aaron Carter so we could both be Aaron Carter. That was like my dream growing up. And now I'm like, that's delusional.
That was your dream?
Yeah.
That's the beginning, middle, and end of what you wanted out of life on terra firma?
Yeah. I don't ask for much, okay?
I know that my wife likes a name. And she likes guys that are named Julian. And so because of that, I hate the name Julian.
If your really?
Name's, yeah, if your name's Julian, don't talk to me.
Have you seen Madagascar?
Yeah, is there a Julian? I don't know.
King Julian! We love you, King Julian! Yeah. I love that name.
Yeah. There's a Julian Strother who plays for the Nuggets. I'm like, he's kind of a newer player. And I was telling him, like, oh, this is Strother. He's like, what's your first name? And I'm telling my wife, and I said Julian. And she's like, oh, Julian. It's like,
and she says it with that
yeah,
tone.
Oh, Julian.
The same tone she says Poppy. Yeah.
Exactly. And it's like, what? You don't even know this guy.
No, she can't do that. That's
a good.
Cool.
That's a good name.
No, see, there's something about the name Julian women like.
I am with you 100%.
I'm out on it.
In fact, if we get to meet the Nuggets and he's there, I won't go.
That's fine.
Okay. The reason we don't get to meet the Nuggets is Aaron has made it publicly known what she'll do to Jamal Murray.
I have not.
You've said it on the air. You did this. You made the Homer Simpson sound like... It was the weirdest.
So?
The first time you ever saw Murray on the court, I was like, put your ovaries back in. Right. My God, woman. Yeah. Okay, we're off topic. We want to know, what's your red flag, non-red flag? It's mm-hmm. like, it's a stupid reason you'll never date someone. Their name, their profession, their what they do
something
to themselves.
They do, yeah.
Anything that is a not so popular red flag. 303-222-5423 or text in to the same exact number.
Another one that drives me crazy, this is all my wife related. It's all just guys she used to date or she thinks are cute or whatever. But she used to date a guy named, have you heard this name? Talon. Have you
no.
ever heard of anyone named Talon?
I know a girl named Talon.
A girl, okay. She dated a guy named Talon. And
Talon
I would,
like, rawr!
Yeah, that's what I would call him the claw.
Oh my God.
What are you naming your kid after a claw for?
It's kind of, I think it's a cooler name for a girl. It's like she's fierce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's something about
that. Now
that
you say that, I feel like I've heard it on a, it doesn't hit the same. I feel like I've heard it on a girl before.
I
and
agree.
It doesn't like trigger
the same.
For
some reason, I like it on a girl.
Yeah.
I'm such a fan of boys' names on girls.
Me too.
It's just like a, it's a thing.
Yeah. Yeah,
would you date a girl named Tyler? Or is that like an ultimate red flag?
I didn't realize there were girls named Tyler till recently. Actually, we know a girl named mm-hmm. Tyler.
Yeah.
I just saw her in a commercial. Like, she might even be in a commercial for Berg Simpson is what's weird. Okay. That's our text line. I'm just saying. Another one for me that's kind of a red flag, not red flag. She likes too much.
On social media?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What do you mean? She's...
The obsession... I remember we would wake up in the morning and like, you know, I'm like, you want to maybe before we get... And it's like, hold on, I got to do all my likes. And so she would have to scroll. Like she felt like if she didn't hit,
you had to catch up with everything that you missed,
and had to and not even just catch up, had to react to every single thing. You know, you're allowed to look at social media without reacting.
Yeah.
You're allowed to do that.
Yeah,
she could not.
Oh, yeah.
Incapable of being on social media without
wow.
at the very least a like, an emoji, or a comment. And I was like, if you like too much, I can't date you. Like I can't.
Mm.
That makes sense. I can see that. I feel like I struggle to like. I tell myself like I need to like more, and
no,
then I
don't
just
like more.
I don't.
You're already named Tyler, man.
I know.
Can't be liked more.
You're hanging on by a thread with your beautiful wife.
I want to hear what's wrong with Tyler's. What have we
nothing,
done?
Nothing is wrong.
Your wife is literally okay. One Julian away from jettisoning you.
No.
If your name is Julian and you call in right now, I'm going to give you a number that is going to change your life. All right. If you've got a non-red flag, red flag, we want to hear what it is. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about red flags, but not the scary kind. And I don't want to do beige flags. It's not like...
No, because beige could be good. These are like orange or yellow.
But the red
warnings.
Flag's on you. It's like, I'm crazy.
Yeah, I'm just not doing this. I'm not crossing this.
But like, there is a thing with guys' names. Like Chad, people are like, even though my Chad's a good Chad, it's like, but
yeah.
Tyler is like...
I know, it's raising the ranks.
Tyler's
going down, I
like,
guess.
I have a thing about Becky's, because I've never dated a Becky.
Didn't you name a guitar Becky?
I named a guitar Becky because no Becky had ever hurt me.
Mm,
so it was okay. Like, what are you going to name your guitar? I'm like, Becky, obviously.
Wow.
Because like, every other name had just like broken my tiny little... Anyway, Brandon, what's your red flag, non-red flag?
I know you just talked about it, but... anyone that posts way too much of everything on social media, because all of a sudden you're a comparison to the best of the best that they see on whatever they look at, whether it's Instagram, Twitter, or X now, whatever it is, Snapchat, and then OnlyFans. And, you know, you got to, you know.
Hold on. You just throw OnlyFans in like it's the next whatever. It's not really.
Oh, wait, what?
No, I mean, okay. No, you're saying if they're post, see, I don't even like if they're liking, but if they're posting, then it's a definite no.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. But basically, if they're making their whole life around themselves...
Well, what if that's their job? What if they're an... I hate the word, but what if they're an influencer?
That is definitely a possibility, but they could also be a trash influencer. Or, you know, a trash...
Sign me up.
You know. Oh, my God, Aaron. You already are that. You're just not getting paid for it.
Oh, dang it.
No, but you understand what I'm saying, Aaron. Like if we're out to dinner, and the chef brings out this... gorgeous array, and they're like, try the Toro first and then go on to the blah and the blah. And you're like, okay, this is gonna be great. And like, hold on. And it's like,
yeah,
move
well,
the plate a little bit. And you're like,
like,
no, I'm going to eat. We don't need this for the public. Like, I'm gonna eat.
Yeah.
Let's see. Can we be present?
You know, I'm with super you. Into everything that's on there. It's, you know, with Amber Heard and everything, it's like, do I need to poop on the bed? I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. I'm gonna add that to my red flags. Pooping on the bed.
That should be a given.
See, I went the other way. That's weird. That's interesting.
We're different people, Hack. Yeah. Liz?
Yay!
Yay! What's your non-red flag flag?
Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm talking to you guys. I've listened to you every day since I was 10. mine is I would never date someone with my mom's name. The same name as my mom. But the funny thing is that I do date somebody with the same name as me. So my name's Liz and my girlfriend's name is Liz. And we are the Liz's. That's what I say when we date each other.
So you couldn't... You're dating somebody with your name, but you couldn't date somebody with your mom's name?
Yeah, her name is Lynn. I can't imagine... I can't imagine that.
I'm going to just say this.
You know what? I do kind of understand that. I couldn't date a Patrick because that's both my dad and my nephew. Can't do that.
Yes, you could.
No.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to say this. If your mom's name is something unique, or your dad, Patrick's pretty basic. You're eliminating a whole bunch of dudes just for a coat.
And potentially Irish guys, too.
Yeah. No, you can't. I can't believe you. I couldn't date somebody named Michael, even though I find it really hot when girls have boys' names like we just talked about, and Michael is
name. Oh, no, wait. What if you called her Mike?
No, I'm not. I'm definitely not dating a Mike. Like Liz, you going, oh, Liz. And she's like, yeah, Liz. And you're like, you guys have nicknames for each other.
You know,
right?
I don't call her Liz. When I have to say Liz, like, I only have to say it, like, if we're in a store and I have to call her name. Like, we never say Liz to each other. We say babe.
Okay. So, see, that's what I was going to say.
It is so weird to say it. Yeah, every time. But
You're kind of right because my nephew, my mom does have a unique name. Her name's Darlene. That's not a normal name. And my nephew dated a Darlene. And I was like, that's your grandma, bro. That's gross.
Grandma's different, though. There's enough space.
That's so much worse than your mom. Oedipus was right. You can go one generation, just no.
No, Oedipus is a hot name.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 1059.
Should have spanked you and sent you off to bed. Now it gets to read everything that pops into your head. Why don't you tell us? Why are you tell us? Tell us why you think you're so legit. Tell us why you talking all
or hater.
Those big words by yourself.
What was fun?
You even spelled most of them right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for sharing your opinion. Next.
First things first. Before we get to singing, Aaron, thank you. That is massive. I can't believe you did that.
You saw.
We just played the debut song. Yeah. From the Slacker Show. Yeah.
It's awesome. It's great. My kids are, they're signing autographs and it's great.
I have good friends who I thought were good friends who follow us on social media and whatnot. That just heard the song for the first time just now because I'm getting texts from them. And I'm like, hey, I thought we were friends. Like, it's on our social media, right?
Yeah.
Has it not been? Like, I don't understand why.
Yeah, it is.
So I need us to pull it off of our social media though, because now I need the money from it. So I need Spotify downloads and whatnot.
Well, remember, T-Hack and I are on it as well. So I'm also expecting some royalties.
With royalties, you'll get 0.00. I'm going to count the number of words.
I used to know what it was for Spotify and my professor would be so angry because I forgot.
You don't
but
remember
it's like
it?
0.00829 or something per spin.
Well, Leo's got an agent now. He's already got his bedtime pushback, so he's really playing. I don't know what he's going to milk out of you, but.
So, yeah, it's the new song called Jealous. If you want to request it, it's 303-222-5423. Send your requests in there. You can call the other radio stations in town.
Yeah.
I'm sure that Dom tool over on. He moved. He's on the other one now. He's on the one closer to us now.
Yes.
Yeah, just request it on all the radio stations you can possibly request it.
News. News. No! No! News. No! News. No!
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or nope.
We're releasing the News or Nope single in a couple of weeks here. So here we go.
Who went first last night?
I don't know.
I did.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I am going to take this pretty seriously because it has gotten crazy, the LA fires. We need to talk about it.
We haven't really talked about it. It's such a weird thing because my news feed every day is, here's this celebrity who's crying, who just lost their house. And that is, like, my heart goes out to them. But for every celebrity that lost their house, there's just regular people who lost their houses too, right?
Right.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. It's not just the power. It's like, so I want to feel bad for, I do feel bad for the celebrities, but then it's like, if we come on the show and go, oh no, now so-and-so, like, I think people are going to be mad and go like, well, how?
What about the everyday working people who also lost things and don't have...
And lost their business and lost their...
Yeah, it's also very sad.
Is it like 0%? Like, does anybody know? Like, what is it called? I don't know if they treat it the same way as they do like a Colorado, where we like go, it's 14% contained. Is it like any contained?
They do that, but there's like six different ones.
Are there six different ones because people are lighting different fires?
That's the latest thing is there's videos of people lighting fires and dumping gasoline into like the sewer system to help spread it.
To spread the fire?
Yeah.
It doesn't need help. It's so windy.
The Palisade, according to this article, is 6% contained.
6%?
The Hearst fire is 37%.
Won't it be contained when it hits the ocean?
That
is the end marker of it.
But the rest doesn't stop burning just because some of it, you know what I mean, right?
So it reaches its furthest most western
point.
Goal,
yeah.
But then it just starts going south or north.
I guess, yeah.
It just changes wherever there's
Oh my God.
Ground.
The death toll is now in the double digits.
Now in the double digits, yeah.
Oh my Lord.
Over 200,000 people have been evacuated.
You guys, I read the, and I don't know if this is true because we're not actually a news source, but I read like some 66-year-old dude, they found his body still holding his garden hose. He was just like, I'm just going to stay.
Really?
I'm going to fight it till I can't.
Wow.
I mean.
That's so sad.
Okay. Well, if there's, I mean, not like we're going to spend a ton of time. Like, it's not that we're ignoring it. I'm glad you brought it up because we don't want to seem like obtuse and we don't know what's happening. We're not going to like pound you with the news because it's like there's TVs on the background here and it's just the saddest thing ever. Did you see the, Gwyneth Paltrow's picture that she took?
No.
She took a picture of like a pine tree, like not pine, palm. It's a stunning picture. It's terrible, but it's a stunning picture. It's just a palm tree, perfect palm tree. Just, it's in against the black night sky and the palm tree itself is on fire. And it's just like the scariest, saddest thing I've ever seen. So anyway, well, that was fun.
Okay. Good evening.
Oh God, this transition
shifting
is
gears
rough.
Here. Today is National Houseplant Appreciation Day.
Are we really going to try to pull out of the spiral?
You left me no choice. What am I supposed to do?
But, okay, it's what?
It's National Houseplant Appreciation Day.
Okay.
And as somebody, I've never had houseplants really growing up. We had fake plants. We had a few growing up.
Okay.
But my wife is a crazy plant lady.
Yes.
Just
she is
full
my
on.
Inspiration.
Is she just succulents or she does all sizes?
Oh, no. No, we
she
don't have any succulents.
Trees in her house.
We have multiple. That's plural trees.
Just trees inside
growing, yeah.
Okay,
yeah. So they're everywhere, and I agree. Now that I've been exposed to having live plants in your house, they're awesome. It add the greenery. Mm-hmm. It feels good.
Yeah,
but they are a lot of work. She's working
before,
a lot on them.
But I just want to tell you one more time, in case you forgot. My brother was this exact same thing. Like he started to grow. He had like full grown, like where the trees have like branches going like 10 different ways and they go over his balcony and stuff. And he started getting into cactuses and
cool,
did the same thing. Like his whole house was like humid inside from all that. And then one of the cactuses broke open and it was like a billion little scorpions.
So oh no.
I just want you to know that.
Well, they don't have cacti in the hack house.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, do trees have bugs in them? Yeah, sure. I'm just saying at some point.
I've been trying to get a cacti, whatever. Okay. But my wife doesn't trust me. She thinks I'll hurt myself. It's too pokey.
Aaron, can you dig out of this spiral?
Good evening.
Good evening.
It is also National Save the Eagles Day. There is only one remaining original eagle. That's Don Henley.
Wait, hold up.
We got to save him.
Hold up. Are we supposed to be saving real eagles?
Aren't they?
He's the only eagle left?
The only original one.
Joe Walsh is an original?
He was not. He replaced Don Felder.
Oh my God. Okay.
So all eagles are endangered species at this point?
Yes.
That's not good. It's terrible news.
Anyone listening, I want you to know I'm going to end this right now.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So it's time to do that thing we do where we're...
I thought this ended last
it's
year.
It's one day a week, Aaron. One day.
You're asking for a lot. I used to be so positive before I came here.
She really did.
Yeah. It's time for Feel Good Friday.
Oh, yay.
This is where, you know, this show tends to gravitate towards the negative in life. But now we spend just a few short minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Each of us, if we have time, because we don't have a lot of time here, but like as many people as we can get to tell a positive story from the news. Who other than Aaron? Do you want to start? Are you a delaying of gratification? You want to just get it over with?
No,
or?
I'm ready. Why did it end so abruptly?
Well,
I was ready.
I'm gonna change it to a little. I don't know. Like I'm trying to find what kind of music is your kind of happy story. You just go ahead and start,
okay.
And I'll try to find music for it.
Last year we had Mood Day. No, what the. Well, you know what? Okay, keep it going. Last year, we had Mudang the hippo, the cutest little pygmy hippo
rage-filled.
Yeah,
so cute. Yeah.
Loved her. We had Pesto the penguin, that fluffy king penguin or whatever.
Yeah.
And this year, we've got a new baby hippo, another baby pygmy hippo. And
oh, wait, there's a new one?
There's a new one at the Virginia Zoo.
Because I thought they were showing old footage. There's a new hippo.
There's a new hippo.
Oh.
And her name has been announced.
Oh!
I have to find it. Okay.
Okay, Hack, you do your story, and then coming up on next Friday, we'll tell you the name of the hippo that you're all screaming in your car right now.
Poppy!
Poppy
the pygmy hippo.
Mm.
Okay.
A little cutie patootie.
That's, oh my God, you know what, guys? I feel better.
Oh, good.
Tiak, are you comfortable with the music, or would you like something a little different?
I like the music. Okay. A story that's right up my aisle, pun intended. A couple, a network engineer Charles Phillips and special education instructor assistant Holly Walker announced their engagement. Now, they had a very special first date where they went to dinner.
Are we just doing shout-outs to just randoms right now?
Wait, hold on. Say their names again.
Charles Phillips and Holly Walker.
Is he doing something? Is he doing a Paul Harvey on us?
Did they play music together?
No.
Oh.
No, they don't. No. So let me finish.
Sorry. I was only half listening. I was thinking about the School of Rock kids that got married recently.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. No, okay. This is different. So they had their first date a few years ago, and after dinner, she was really looking for a candle, and they only sell them at Aldi. Are you familiar with Aldi? Are there Aldis out here?
Not out here.
No.
But
okay.
It is a big thing, I've heard.
Yeah, it's like a discount grocery store, basically. So so they went to Aldi on their first date.
Oh.
And the pair have since been engaged. Mm-hmm. And so they took their engagement photos in the aisles of Aldi to reference back to their first date. They're clarifying they didn't actually get engaged in the Aldi, but they did the photo shoot.
Do you understand the parameters of Feel Good Friday?
Yeah.
The story should bring us up. You know what I mean? Like, we're supposed to, like...
That's cute and sweet, right? That makes me feel good.
I don't know. It kind of makes me feel bad because I'm just, like, sitting single here. Can't even get a text back.
I can't. I can't even get a match. I'm just like, I can't even light that candle because I have no matches.
Okay. All right.
Do we have time for mine?
Sorry, I'll do a hippo one next
time. Okay. My Feel Good Friday story. A couple, David Nowak and Kate Belmonte.
Okay. Are those somebody?
I would never read the names of the people, but I felt like we're just playing a stupid game now. We can't even get through 4 minutes of Feel Good Friday without second guessing each other and making it. Their golden retriever ran away.
No.
And it's they're in Crystal Lake, Illinois, so it's not great weather for them. Mm. And all hope had been lost.
Mm.
It had been a week. And they were just like, they kind of live adjacent to like lakes and fields and whatnot. They saw all the apparent UFOs landing on Earth right now, the giant drones and whatnot. And one of the theories of those drones is they're looking for like the heat signature of like nuclear weapons and stuff. That's one of the theories that why those drones are showing up. So they were like, I wonder if that's something that can happen. And it is something drones can look for. So they hired a drone company. The drone company set drones up around their house. They found a heat signature in the middle of a field about a mile and a half away.
What?
Their dog had broken its leg.
Oh my gosh.
And could not crawl back and was just going to die in that field. But because of the aliens that are soon going to take over our lives.
It's a win-win.
It's a win-win. They were able to find their dog. He's had surgery. He's fine. He's got a broken leg. He was like emaciated and whatnot.
Of course, yeah.
But thank you to the aliens.
Okay.
For helping us.
For helping a dog. We will now resume our previously scheduled angry programming.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
All right, just for funsies, we all have to like tear open wounds. Tiak is so anxious
about this. You don't have to tear them open if you just stay open.
Oh my God, Aaron. That's so, like, do you have a weird irrational fear? Everybody's got them.
Oh, absolutely.
But like super irrational.
Yes.
Yes, several. Mm-hmm. Lots.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It went from several to lots.
It's a lot, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It just happened the other night, actually, because my wife was making me dinner and we have it.
Can I just say real quick? You are the most still person, and you've touched your neck 14 times since you started talking.
Yeah.
He's like fidgety.
Yeah.
I'm nervous. I'm thinking about this.
Okay.
So she's making dinner. We have a double oven. So she's using one of the ovens to air fry and one of the ovens to bake, right? And
not only do you have a double oven, but one of them air fries?
It does, yeah.
That's so dope.
It's awesome.
It's really cool.
I actually cook, and that makes me so insanely jealous.
And so I'm sitting there, and I'm watching her, and I'm freaking out because both of the ovens are on at the same time. And that to me is like, are you, and I asked my wife, like, does this make you nervous at all? at all.
You're nervous that appliances are being used for their intended purpose.
To have both of them on, that's kind of scary.
That's it's like why you have two.
We're going to overload the oven. It's like we don't use both of them at the same time very often. We just use one, and now we're using two. And I feel like it's going to start shaking. Something's going to happen. We're not supposed to push it that hard.
Something happened where I didn't have that fear, but now I kind of do.
Shut up. Adopting each other's irrational fears.
I still have no problem using a double oven. Like, it's fine. My brother, his oven has the stove on top, like most or whatever. And the oven was on, the stove cracked, shattered, exploded.
That can happen?
It did, yeah.
Oh, no.
What are you talking about? Are you being real?
Yeah, I can send you a picture. The top plate of the stove cracked.
Don't do that.
So I'm not irrational.
No, that's irrational.
I was thinking about my family.
It's like a brand new house. Like, it's a new oven. It's not going to crack. Okay. Your brother lives in a dilapidated old rundown shack.
Nope, it's brand new. Okay.
I think it's newer than mine, actually.
It is.
I don't know if this is irrational, but like, I think everybody has this a little bit. I have an extreme irrational fear of my belly button.
That's weird. I do not have that.
No, I don't either.
My belly button.
No, your belly button's fine with me. Are
you one of the people where, like, if you poke it, do you feel it elsewhere?
What do you mean? Like, in my wee-wee?
Yeah, I know people like that.
I will say this. The premise that you just asked is flawed.
Really?
I will kill you if you touch my belly. I will kill you. Don't, like.
It's off limits.
It's so off limits.
Why?
I won't even touch it.
Why?
Did something happen? It feels like.
Do you clean it?
You mean by take a shower? Sure. But I don't do anything specific for my belly button. Huh. You mean like get in there?
Q-tip. Yeah.
I would Oh my God. Because to me, it's like the unfinished part. That's the balloon knot. That's the hole. That's like the, way in. And like, don't touch it. And it,
when you hold a balloon that doesn't have a string.
I understand, but it's like the balloon knot without it being tied. It's like when you, after
you're
you
not going to deflate if you touch it.
Aaron, what are we talking about? Irrational fears. I know.
I'm trying to make it rational.
No, it's.
But nothing traumatic happened or anything. Cause I had an experience where I was a chubby youngster. And my friends used to poke my belly and call me the Pillsbury Doughboy, and they would poke it.
Did they make that sound?
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. So much so that it made me actually throw up one night because they had poked it so much.
Oh my God.
Inside your belly button.
Yeah, just whoop, whoop, whoop.
Oh my God.
I want you to understand. So,
but I'm fine with it, I think.
We're going to get to your calls in a second. I just want you to say this. I have told women that I'm sleeping with about it. And there's just a gear
gotta
in some women.
Got to try it. Yeah. No, I. Yeah,
you're one of them, aren't you?
I am like, holding myself back from going over there and poking your belly button.
And it's like, and they've tried it even in the most intimate times where it's like, we're all.
You're distracted.
And they're heading down and they're like, I'm going to be, and he's not even going to know I'm doing it. And it's like, game over. We're not doing anything.
Wow.
Game over. Not my choice. His choice. Game over.
Interesting.
Game over.
It's like
touch my belly button.
An eject button.
Because I think you're touching my stomach. I think you're touching my organs.
Mm.
It's an irrational fear, idiots. Yeah. Like, it's, I'm allowed to have it.
You are
the fear of it.
Okay.
All right. We want to hear, like, you have to admit, we've admitted ours, and we're going to tell some more from the internet or whatever, but like, what is your most irrational fear? You can call this number. You can text this number. You can do anything you want with this number. 303-222-5423.
I mean, I've said that I have a fear of birds. I'm working on it. I go on walks around Sloan's Lake a lot, and I walk through the geese, and I have to like hold my breath and kind of like run through them to get through it. But I discovered that butterflies, I hate them. I hate them.
What?
I don't want them touching me. I don't want to be near them.
Aaron,
they're disgusting.
I might let you touch my belly button for saying that.
Really?
I'm actually not going to, but I'm just saying we're bonding right now because people are like, they're so beautiful.
No.
It's a creepy bug.
It is. It's disgusting.
I mean, yes, their wings are pretty.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I would love to peel their wings off and just stare at them. But the middle part is still a bug.
Even their it's wings, like a weird bug. I don't want them touching
the wings
me.
Are great. Blech. I like the wings.
They're pretty. I can admire from a distance.
Yep.
Yeah, aren't they good luck, though, if you see them?
Don't know. I just have a pellet gun that I'm just taking them. And the butterfly pavilion has a picture of me up there where I'm...
I love the butterfly pavilion. It's awesome.
You've actually gone.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You no. could not pay me enough to go
Same.
In there.
Really?
No way. Is there as many butterflies in there as I think?
Oh, yeah. Oh, they're everywhere. My God.
Do they land on you?
They do, sometimes, yeah.
Butterfly Pavilion, Bird World, no. Yeah. No.
Because they have to check you before you leave to make sure there's not any, they're trying to escape or follow you home.
Oh, my gosh.
Follow you home. Oh, the butterfly.
You're afraid of your oven.
I am. I'm also afraid.
You guys, I didn't mean to just shut down there. I know we're still supposed to be doing the show. I'm sitting here.
I hate it.
I'm folding inside myself from the fear of anybody. Because now I've said it on the air, and I feel like next time we do a Live at Five, people are gonna come and go boop. And I understand this. I will kill you.
Yeah.
And if you bring a butterfly to distract me, and then try to boot me in the button, I will kill you. I'm serious. Like, don't touch my belly button. If a girl can't do it while doing nice things for me, then you can't. No matter what.
That's true. That's fair. That's fair. I'm also very afraid. We have a dog bed that's by a vent on our floor, and every day I go over to move the dog bed because
you think it's going to get too
it's
hot.
It's going to catch on fire.
It's my dog beds by the vent, so the dogs, it's like giving them a little spa.
A little heat, yeah. I like
but
that.
Not but, on it.
But sometimes the dogs, they move the bed, and it's like, fellas.
No, I literally put it like over, like the
oh, two over dogs, it. Over,
yeah, yeah. So it's like blowing up on the. How? Can I just ask you a quick question? Can I just ask you a quick question on behalf of my friends from Steel Bros Heating and Cooling, and adjacently my friends at Ductworks. Okay.
Okay.
The two people who make that furnace heating duct system work. How often do you see flames coming out of there?
Rare.
Oh,
it's rare.
Is it rare or is it never?
Never.
That's the definition of irrational fear.
It's never.
It's never.
Going. You're right.
Flames are not going to come out.
You're right.
So,
but if the home insurance,
the flames from my burning oven,
yeah,
could,
they're connected
they're
somehow.
Spread.
I don't know what's going on in the vents.
All right, if you have an irrational fear, we want to hear all about it. Call or text to 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I'm struggling with this. We're talking about irrational fears.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm struggling because Tiak did a great one.
Yeah.
He's afraid of his double oven being on at the same time.
He's afraid of hot.
Right. But so, yes. But so I'm mad at him, but he did the right thing. Like, he did one that is irrational.
Yeah.
But it's so irrational that I want to hurt him.
We're pushing it too hard. It's not meant to be both on at the same time.
But then I'm mad at you two because you don't understand my belly button fear.
I don't. I want to, but I also want to poke your back. There are people agreeing with you.
You damn Skippy. Yeah. The belly button is the window to something. Sally?
Yeah.
Irrational fears, but I think you're on my belly button team.
100%.
Thank you.
It's like,
yes.
And then I will violently and like completely on instinct just kick you. So that's all I got.
Do you have partners who've tried it? Like, once you tell people, they think they can break you of it? I'm dead serious. In the heat of whether they're there or
where. Anybody like, that.
Oh. Well, you just told us.
For that reason. It's like styrofoam scooshing together. It's like, oh!
Do you have your belly button pierced?
No.
Okay. God,
no. Do you think that would help it?
No.
Yeah, I don't know, but I don't tell anybody because that just makes them want to do it.
I need you to line up next to Slacker so I can get
and
both of
like,
you.
Do you think we could smash our belly buttons together and have it be weird?
I will take your kneecaps out if you try that.
It's involuntary. Sally is 100% right. That primal scream, I don't want to kick you. I don't. But I will. If you touch it. Thank you, Sally. You're on the right team. I think you guys are so weird. If you, like right now, could I touch your belly button?
Oh, absolutely.
That's so crazy to me. Like, not wash my hand. Just
no.
Like,
get, buddy, get on in there.
Okay.
As long as we're offering, you can touch mine too.
I knew I could touch yours. You took your shirt off a couple minutes ago. Andrea?
Yai.
Yai.
What's your irrational fear?
So I won't go camping because I'm afraid of the animals camouflaging and looking at me while I can't see them.
So you're not afraid of being attacked. You're not afraid of being eaten.
No.
You're afraid I'm just watching you poop? Or what? Like, what do you think they're watching?
I don't know, because I definitely remember when I was little, I was out like on a hike with my dad, and I distinctly remember seeing like a mountain lion, and it was just watching us as we went by, but like everyone else said they didn't see it, but I definitely saw it. And so I think that's kind of where it started, because it didn't attack me. So it just was looking at me.
I agree. That
one
seems
pretty, yeah. Well, no, I think that one's pretty rational.
And their whole job is to camouflage. Their whole job is to hide.
Being afraid of animals in the wild, 100% rational.
Yeah.
Being afraid that they're just watching you.
They're stalking. They're doing what they're supposed to be doing.
But I don't think she's not even doing the next thing in her head. If she was like, oh, I'm afraid they're getting ready, she's like, I'm just afraid they're observing.
Yeah. They're whispering about how bad of a camper I am. I don't like that.
That's definitely irrational. It's
embarrassing.
Andrea. That's, oh my God. Courtney?
Yai.
Yai. What's your irrational fear?
I have an irrational fear of the singer Tiny Tim. Mm.
Join me in the slow clap. Join me. Courtney, 100%. With that weird voice?
I kind of like him.
Anytime even his name just freaks me out. And interestingly enough, it's genetic.
Oh, like, my God. It's because he's got that weird face. He's got the face like...
Yeah, and his voice...
Yeah.
Yeah.
He looks like he's in a horror movie, but that's his face.
But do you know Art the Clown?
No.
Oh, I love Art the Clown.
Who's Art the Clown?
From the Terrifier series? Oh, so good.
So is he adjacent to Tim? Tiny Tim?
Okay. Tiny Tim looks like Weirder Al.
He does. He's like, I'm with you. So even if you hear him, you don't even have to see him. If you heard Tiptoe Through the Tulips right now, you would like bounce.
Even saying his name just like freaks me out.
No, I get it.
I get it. My spine. Yeah.
Don't even tell me a Christmas Carol. It's the worst story ever.
No, Tiny Tim. That's not the same Tiny Tim.
Different Tiny Tim.
It's a different. Thank you, Courtney. Why are you bringing Tim? Oh, God.
What's your size?
Please tell me you're big. What's your size? Aaron screams, what is your size? All right, Tim, if you start singing with a ukulele, you got to understand we're going to jettison you. But what's your irrational fear?
Okay, so I learned about this when I was a kid. You know how you would hang upside down from the monkey bars?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I did it for the longest time without realizing I've never really looked down after hanging upside down. And I don't know if any of you guys got a fear of heights, but for me, that's what that fear felt like. So when I would look down, I would freak out.
You mean, so you're looking up with your head, but it's down towards gravity?
Well, yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So, like, hang upside down, but you look towards the sky. So it's another way that triggers that is, like, if you're on the swing and you swing up real high, but you lean back and then look down at the sky.
Oh, yeah.
Don't know what it is.
So you're saying looking down at the sky triggers something in your brain?
Yes. It, like, my stomach sinks, my heart starts to skip a beat. I don't know what it is. I don't know why, but it scares the crap out of me.
Because you know what? I don't even want to say this with you on the phone, but I will anyway. You guys know what the harvest moon is, right?
Yeah.
When the moon is just giant on the horizon. And then if you ever tried to take a picture of it?
Yeah.
And it's a regular size moon.
Yes.
Do you know how you fix it?
Mm-mm.
You turn your back to the moon and then bend over and look at the moon through your legs and it'll be small.
What?
Because you're looking at it from a different perspective. You're looking at it against buildings and things that you know the size of, and all of a sudden it seems bigger. But I'm just saying this to Tim is like, get on a swing set and look at the moon. But it will fix it. But Tim can probably not do that. I swear to God you can do that. And ever since I figured it out, every time I see the harvest moon, I'm careening down Pena, and I'm like, I'm gonna be the guy who stops in the middle of Pena. So I'll be standing on top of my car with my head between my legs. But it will
mooning the moon.
Sorry. It is kind of what, but it will change. Somebody text in 303-222-5423. I swear to God it's real.
Huh.
Who's the scientist, dude?
Bill Nye.
No, the real one.
Steve Spangler.
Excuse me?
The guy, he's just an actor.
Neil deGrasse.
Angel, don't move.
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Thank you, that guy. Okay. It's a real thing. Angel.
Yes.
What's your irrational fear?
The butterflies of the night, the stinking moth.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We have. You're wrong.
Wrong?
What?
It is not irrational at all.
Right.
Those sons of, they're here to just put dust on you.
To cause chaos.
Yes.
And then wherever they go, like, you're afraid, like, they fly everywhere, and they're, like, droppings on your head. That's just cool.
Okay, we're done. Tiptoe through the
doula. The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Here's something we've never tried before, and I kind of, like, this is going to require some work on all of our parts, which I know we hate this.
Oh, boy.
That's the part we've never tried.
It's a brand new year, and there are psychics out there in the world who've made predictions for 2025.
Yes.
What's the overall feeling in this room about psychics? Because I'm 100% in. I think there are charlatans out there, but I also think there are people who get vibrations or something and can, like...
Yeah. I'm with you.
Yeah, I'm skeptical by nature, just in general, about everything. But there's some, and I think there's a lot of charlatans that give them a bad name. But there is sometimes something that you can't explain it—the vibrational, whatever. You're like, and
it's like the psychics in a big room who go, "I'm getting a feeling about somebody and water," and then somebody raises their hand. It's like, well, okay, well, like that's not the same as like
pretty generic,
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But when you're sitting down with Aaron and go, "I'm sensing." A name, it starts with a K. It's like, holy crap.
Yeah.
How'd you do that? Without researching Aaron, how'd you, there's 26 letters in the alphabet. How'd you pull a K? That's pretty remarkable. But if they're like, it's in the middle of the alphabet, you're like, K, it's like, okay, well,
you're filling in the gap. Yeah.
So what I think what I want to do, and with y'all's permission, let's read some of the psychic predictions.
For the new year.
Yes. And then at the end of the year, we come back to this and go, nailed it, didn't nail it.
Okay.
And if anybody in this room is feeling any saucy predictions.
Ooh, right. Okay.
We can throw them out here because here's what happened. Somebody pulled together some of the bigger online predictions for 2025.
Okay.
And we've all got it in front of us. There's a couple on here that I feel are 100% true.
Me too.
Okay, start. What do you think is 100% going to happen?
This prediction, I think, definitely will happen. A beloved 90s sitcom will announce a controversial reboot featuring AI-generated versions of original cast members who have passed away, and it will spark intense public debate.
Can I tell you, I don't know if this was in the 90s, but Lost. That is my guess. There's going to be a Lost spinoff or something. Reboot.
It was so weird.
What?
I just binged the whole thing again.
I've not seen a single episode. I just know that there was a lot of...
It's really good.
The ending was bad or something.
Is anybody dead? They definitely... It's like a lot of shows, what I think happened with Game of Thrones, but like, I don't even know if J.J. Abrams knew what he wanted to do with Lost, and then it became big, and then it was just like a lot of fan theories became what they did.
I see.
It was like, ooh, I think it's this. And then at the end, it was that. And you're like,
So he was just on the message boards.
Yeah.
Like, they were all on the Reddit threads.
It was that way.
Crap, I got to turn this in tomorrow.
Yes.
What should I write?
ChatGPT.
They literally did. There's other things like that where the fan fiction became what? Like people writing fan fiction, they were like, oh, yeah, just make that the script for the final episode. Just get after it. Like, I do agree with that. I don't think anybody's dead and lost, though.
Oh.
My prediction for this was going to be Full House with Bob Saget, who passed away 3 years ago. Yeah. So I think he's
but
like America's dad.
But they already had Fuller House.
Yeah, but this is
going
to...
To bring Bob back. Yeah, I see that. I was going Friends. I was going Matthew Perry.
Oh, that's a good one.
I don't think they're going to touch that this year. Maybe in a few years, not this year.
Mm. But we all agree that's coming.
Yeah. Something. There's going to be some sort of Friends reboot.
But what if they did like... just a whole show of like Friends House, and it's like Bob Saget, Matthew Perry, like, you know what I'm saying? Like combine.
And
make
into a new show.
Make a full on AI show. And here comes Chandler and I don't know Bob Saget's character.
Danny Tanner.
Okay.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, I love that show.
That would spark intense debate. People, that makes me feel even weird.
At the end of the year, we're going to come back and we're going to talk about this and see if there has been an AI show.
Okay. You agree with that one too?
I have that circled as one of the ones. The other one that I really think is going to happen, except half of it's wrong, an AI generated song will win a Grammy only to be disqualified when it's revealed to contain subliminal messages.
I have been listening to a lot of AI music lately.
And it's
pretty good.
It's stupid good.
Yeah. Yeah.
How do you know? You like search AI or does...
No, it's Girly Productions or whatever, and all of it is AI.
Oh.
So do they make it sound like something? Because I've also seen like, here's Morgan Wallen doing Kanye. And you're like, Morgan covered Kanye? But they've sampled... There's enough AI of Morgan's voice, and then they just did like dropped Kanye in there, and you're like, what the what? And it's good.
Interesting. I guess I have heard that with like There I Ruined It, where he takes like two very different songs. Like he'll take Metallica and put the Beach Boys lyrics
on. Do a mashup?
Yeah.
Oh.
So good. So good.
Bad news for DJs.
Yeah.
I think you might be out of a job this year. We might all be out of jobs. There's enough audio.
I play real songs. I'm not giving you fake.
No, but you, how would you even know? Like you're playing, here's a new Ariana Grande, and it's like, it's not.
You're right. I wouldn't know at that point. Yeah.
Okay. Aaron, what do you got?
Well, I definitely think that Taylor and Travis are getting engaged.
Do we happen to know, and I don't know if it's a Googleable fact, what Taylor's shelf life is for relationships? Because she's a lot like Leonardo DiCaprio, right?
Joe
like,
is the longest.
At how long? Like, what is the average length of Taylor Swift's relationships? Because it feels like she has like a cycle. And this one's different because Travis is nothing like anything she ever dated.
They were together 6 years, her and Joe.
They were?
Mm-hmm.
And Calvin Harris, they were together for a few years too, right?
I think so.
Before Joe.
So that's why I think this one is so strong that they just need like 2 years. And
but you don't think this is a little bit of a publicity thing? It made them both a ton of money.
I truly don't.
You think this is love?
Yeah. Maybe I'm naive, a little hopeless romantic.
You think just engaged, not...
Yes, just engaged.
Okay, let me ask you this. Okay, so we have our three predictions that we're going to look into. Mm-hmm. AI sitcom, AI Grammy, two AI things, and then Taylor and Travis.
I mean, I have a bunch of other random small ones, but that's the main one.
Let me just throw this out there. When you're of a certain age and a certain financial means, why would you get engaged? Because I don't understand that. People get engaged to go like, let's start saving for the wedding. They can snot. They wipe their butt with wedding money.
I think that's how it used to be, but it's almost
like
that.
We have to rent a chateau. Buy the chateau.
Yeah, but it's still like almost a second honeymoon period, like the pre-honeymoon period.
If I'm Travis Kelce and I want to marry Taylor, I'm getting down on one knee. She says yes. I'm like, Thursday work for you?
You still want to enjoy that time together as fiancés.
Why?
What's the difference? Plan the wedding. No. Yeah. Get everyone, your friends serious? To come. Yeah, I thought that's what it's more about is getting time to plan and get everyone a heads up.
I'm saying this about me.
And how has that worked out for you?
No, I'm saying, okay. Wow. I was saying I was manifesting positivity in my life, you evil ogre. I'm saying if I were to get married again.
Yes.
I don't need to be engaged.
Because you've already been married twice. Taylor and Travis have not been married. They want to enjoy it. I'm speaking on behalf of them because that's what I think.
I would like to do this. We're gonna test our predictions, but send in your predictions to 303-222-5423 at the end of the year. What date? We don't have to, or do we want to do it this time next year, or we do it?
Do we wait until the year is closed out? Because what if they get engaged on December 31st?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
no, maybe. They have to get engaged before Christmas break.
Okay.
Okay.
And an AI-generated song, and Chandler and Danny Tanner have to do a show before December whatever.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It's been a rough year. Last year. I mean,
this year too. We're only a few days in, but.
There have been deaths among us. There have been, you know, people are no longer with the show. There's just been so many things. We've laughed together.
Mm-hmm.
We've cried together.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a lot. And Aaron is like the epicenter of it, right? Like,
yeah.
The battle with... The
what
battle
does that
with
mean?
Your sister. Like, I mean, like your sister battled breast cancer and then we lost your sister and it's been really tough. I've never seen Aaron more upset. than yesterday when the TikTok announcement came out.
Yep. Well, because we were told.
Or I don't remember what it was. A couple days. Whenever it was.
We were told Mr. Wonderful is going to save us. He's buying TikTok.
The dude from
Shark Tank.
Yeah.
Which one is
O'Leary.
He?
Can the somebody... bald one, Kevin O'Leary.
Kevin O'Leary. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, the bald guy was going to save it?
Yeah. Mr. Wonderful.
So I
was ready to bow
Mark
down.
There's Mark Cuban, the bald guy, and then who's the other dude? There's one more dude.
I think he started.
Oh, what is his name?
And there is a girl too, right?
There is, yeah. I feel like they've switched him out. I don't know if that's still the cast.
Because Mark Cuban, sometimes I really like him, and then sometimes I'm like,
yeah,
you're kind of an a-hole.
Yeah, because he owned the Lakers and like sold them or something. There was something weird.
He owned the Lakers?
I think so.
Wait, who did the Maloof brothers own? Is that Spurs or somebody?
The Kings.
Kings,
I believe.
Okay. Mm. Sacramento, there you go. Anyway, the
Damon John, is that what you're thinking about? Or Robert Herjavec?
Can you hold your computer?
Oh, I'm thinking of Robert.
Robert Her.
Yeah, maybe Robert. Okay, anyway, Tiak, you were not in the room when this happened. But even today, she's walking around like, I'm not trying to be weird, but you're worse than all the crap that happened to you last year.
Yeah.
Like, family members have passed away.
So, okay, here's the thing. Yes, this past 8 months has been very tumultuous. What has helped me? TikTok.
Do not.
So I am going to be left with my own thoughts now.
No. Just
the
do
thoughts
reels
of
or
the
something.
Past 8 months are going to finally catch up to me.
No, they're not.
And I'm not going to have TikTok to help distract me.
May I interest you in excessive drinking?
No.
Well, can I interest you in just any other, like YouTube
it's
has them, Instagram, Facebook. You
it's
can just
not the same.
Twitter, I'm sure.
The
thank you
algorithm, the specific algorithm that TikTok had, I built my For You page brick by brick. It was
okay,
so much work.
Do you remember? Do you remember
it.
Like writing a final, like crunching, like you screwed up and you had to write your thesis or your final, and you like you did it. You were up all night, and then like in the morning, like you go over there and you'd never hit Control S, and it's like boo, and it's gone.
Okay.
She was talking to me like that when I came in. She's like, all the work I've done. It's like work building your algorithm.
Yeah.
You act like you built it.
I did.
You didn't do it with intent. You just sat there
like
a zombie.
I want more of these videos, or if I don't want more of this one, I'll skip through it real quick. Like I put so much work into it. It's going to be gone.
You're saying watching cat videos is work.
Oh, that's not on my, no.
Okay, but watching people get hit in the head with bricks is work.
Why would that be on my For You page?
I just assume you got a little schadenfreude on your TikTok algorithm.
Oh, that's on mine.
Okay. Do one of you like it when other people get hurt?
No.
Not quite, but I
do. Shut your mouth! You watched my video for falling like 3,000 times.
You didn't get
hurt. I did get hurt. My hands were kicked.
I like the videos of people doing dumb things where maybe they end up getting hurt, but I don't like to see like the gruesome stuff. I don't want to see you actually dislocate your shoulder or see your leg. Like,
okay,
I don't like
okay.
that part of it.
Oh, I don't know if this is better or worse. I'll watch that. But I don't want anyone, like if it's an accident and it happens, it's not someone actually hurting someone else. I don't want to watch that. But if they are snowboarding and dislocated their knee, I'll watch that.
Mm. See, I like when they like walk into a door or something. You're like, oh, huh, that could happen. You know, slip on the ice, that kind of.
So Tia, can you help me?
I'm with you. Are we fuddy duddies?
Here's the thing. That
This is where I need you guys to step up and like send me memes or something.
No, we're not going to replace TikTok. Here's what I don't understand. And Aaron and I were talking about this too. Like when I'm drinking, I'm not unaware of the side effects of drinking. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, it's not good for your liver. You know, it's not good for your blood pressure. You know, you're going to make bad decisions romantically and food wise.
You just feel bad tomorrow.
Check. You know, I never feel bad tomorrow because I'm just going to jump right back on that horse.
Okay.
But like, check. It is scientifically accepted, whether you're a right-wing wing nut, whether you're a left-wing wing nut, whether you're politically in the middle, whether you're a doctor or a garbage person or anything in between, TikTok is the most invasive, privacy-violating, horrifying.
And I'll be honest with you, my brother, who's in the military, has told me, Aaron, you need to delete it. Like, it's not good what they have. I don't understand what data they have.
That's not what you said. You said to me, I don't care.
Because I don't understand.
Just like a heroin addict, I know this is killing me, but I don't
care. That's the thing. And I don't care because I don't understand what it is. Is it banking information?
All information.
I don't understand.
It's everything. They can monitor your phone even when you're not on the app.
But they're going to give me a cute puppy video.
Oh my God. How do we?
Great.
Aren't you proving the point too? How saying like the algorithm nailed you so specifically because they were so invasive.
Yes!
But that's what YouTube does. That's what Instagram does because of how I'm interacting. But so, I don't understand what to other metadata, whatever that they're getting.
First off, anybody who's ever scrolled through the TikTok terms of service, I mean, even Apple, nobody loves Steve Jobs and Apple more than me. When you get a new phone, do you like, okay, honey, I'll be in here reading the TOS. Or do you go, scroll. Yeah. Agree.
Bring my readers in here.
right? So you just go for it. Uh-huh. There's no worse terms of service than TikToks. It's 7 times longer. It says things in there that are like, hey, even if your phone is off at the bottom of the Pacific, we're still getting data. Because it says, you agree that any other devices on your Wi-Fi network, we can look at those too.
But what data is coming from it? Okay,
I don't know, Aaron, you take the music for this radio station. You have banks. You have for you, you're probably not a huge security risk for the United States versus China. They're like, what's this celiac diabetic?
I'm literally just looking up gluten-free recipes. you want with that.
But your brother's in the military. And so when he comes over and he's on your Wi-Fi, they're allowed to jump on his because he's on your network. It's really bad. And I'm not a guy who's like, we should get rid of
it. But it makes me laugh.
How do we get Aaron? I'm not the guy. I like it too. I really do. I think it's hilarious. But the fact that you were inconsolable, she walked out of here. We got a text message from her earlier today. What did it say?
She's mentally at a -3.
Yes. Do you want to know why?
Just because of TikTok?
TikTok!
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I don't even know if we should talk about this because there's just implications in the story.
I don't know if I understand it.
There's a story out that basically says, and I know I'm going to get heat for agreeing with the story a little bit because it feels like an antiquated way to think. But the headline is this: men are sadder when their wives earn more than them.
Sadder. How do you measure sadder? Sadderness.
It's just a thing where you're it's anthropological. Okay, I'm just kidding. 303-222-5423. Text in, tell me I'm an a-hole. I don't care. It's just, I'm probably more feminine than the average guy, by a little, at least. I think sometimes by a lot.
I think just a little, but yeah. You don't paint your nails, that's...
No, but I don't think... I just mean just my attitudes towards whatever. But there's something in dudes from Neanderthal days where it's like, I gather the food,
mm-hmm.
and you keep the baby alive, because you have the boobs. So I go kill the saber tooth. I'll bring back some meat for us.
I provide.
Sure. And then
I agree with that. Yeah.
And it's not, I don't think that's me going you couldn't possibly provide. I don't think it's that. There's just something.
It's like a biological drive that this is the role that I feel that I should be doing. And if it's not that you don't think they can't do it, it's that I want to do it.
Yes, thank you for saying it in a way that I sound less like a 1950s jackhole, but that's really what it's like. And I can't put my finger on it. I don't actually think that Aaron, if we were together, I wouldn't be mad if you were making more money than me, but it would just be like, I want to be the provider.
I don't want to speak for you, but would you feel like you're not doing enough?
Not enough, but just not what I'm supposed to.
Mm.
Am I saying that right? Do you understand what I'm...
Yeah,
I don't think you feel that way, T.X.
Well, I feel it, yeah, because we're in that situation. My wife makes more money than me. She's more successful than me. She's better looking than me. She's fitter than me. She's smarter than me.
But you're a radio star. How is it possible that you don't make more money?
But that's the thing, is she's known that this has been the path forever. From the day we met, she knew I wanted to be in radio, and it was going to be a long slog, and... there might not be an end to the slog. It might just be, you know, that's how
she's always slogging.
That's how radio
every day
works.
I'm slogging. Yeah.
So there is where she's awesome about it and she doesn't make me feel inferior because of it, which is credit to her.
Right.
But I internally, I feel like I want to do more. I would love nothing more than for her to not have to work at all, let alone to make more money than me. So that still is in me for sure. Biological, just like, ugh.
But do you ever make her feel bad about it? Or do you express that you feel weird about it?
Yes. Yeah, I do. And we know like that's, I mean, it's just that if my career progresses, like things might change or they might not.
Hey,
no, that's not a reflection on him. It's a reflection on radio in general.
Right. Or whatever. Yeah. Life. I don't know. If the eventual goal would be for her to not have to work, even though.
She just work and you not work? If she's like, we know people who she is the breadwinner to the point where he doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. She is not driven in that way. She does not want to do that.
Because she's more of a quote unquote traditionalist.
I guess. Yeah. Yeah. She had an awesome career. Then we had kids and then it kind of made her think again, like, do I want to be working? Or do I want to be with my kids? And it was like, well.
And then she saw the direct deposit from here and she was like, I guess I'm working.
Yeah, exactly.
So would you call yourself sad? Because what this thing says is men's mental health diagnosis, the chance of you having a mental health diagnosis increases by 11% if she makes more than you.
Yeah. And I also wonder about this story. Were these couples in a situation where he was making more and then he took a hit and now he's making less? And that would be harder than me. It's like she always
has always
salary job.
Because
I was working part-time.
It's not just one variable. It's
I think there's a lot of.
So she literally knew she picked you despite your status.
Exactly. Yeah. So we were always on the same page, which I think helps. So I don't feel sad. I feel motivated, if anything, I would say that to keep earning more, to keep working hard, to keep, and it helps me feel more motivated as well to help out around the house and stuff like that when I can, because it's like, wow, you're taking care of the kids, you're working, you're making all the money.
I need to do whatever whenever I can.
Yeah,
couple things. That's a very healthy attitude, and also you're one of the nicest people on the planet Earth, because you just talked through that whole thing after I just hit you in the face with like the most backhanded insulting thing. Is like, she realized what a loser you were
and said,
and
yeah,
married
let's
you
go.
Anyway. And you're like, yeah, yeah, totally. Yeah,
it's a point of pride for me.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, Aaron, you don't get it.
I do
you
get
definitely
it.
Don't get it. No, you don't. Okay, there's two things going on. And like, I asked TAC kind of a question about it. And now we're okay, we just have to talk about it on the air now because one,
I'm like
no
hyperventilating time. Again. Okay. You're taking me back to a bad spot.
So I have a friend of a friend. I have to say friend of a friend because anybody listening might go, I know who your friends are, and then they're going to try to figure out who's trying to get married. None of my direct report, like my first line of friends, none of them are considering getting engaged. So if you're dating any of my first tier friends,
you're safe.
Stand down. Relax. Because it's like, oh, I know what he's talking about. Nope, not talking about you. Mm-hmm. This is a friend of a friend. Probably a friend of a friend of a friend. It's like, okay. But just sort of ask me. We had a thing together. We were all kind of in the same place. And ask me, as a man who's been married more than once, how did you figure out what your future wife's ring size was? Like, how do you, because if you want to propose, you don't want to get down on one knee and put this, like a Super Bowl ring on her hand and just goes, po-punk, and falls off.
Yeah. Or even worse, it's too small.
Right.
And then it's like, we can't even take the pictures. I can't even get the ring on. And
Aaron, do you understand? Okay. Has anybody ever bought you clothes? Has a guy ever bought you clothes?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather...
size down.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, right? Size down.
It's like,
yes.
Here you go. I got you the large. And it's like, you got me the what? Like, is that how
but
you think
I
of me?
Also,
it's like, oh, I don't understand sizes. But if I got you an extra small, you'd be like, you got me a what? Do you think I'm 10?
Yeah, do you want me to be this size?
Right, like, which is the right? I know ring is different, but it's like, I assumed your fingers were fat.
Whenever anyone buys me clothes, I'll tell them my size. They'll ask my size. Like, I don't understand why that can't be applied to rings.
Okay. No, but, and this is what Aaron said just before we went on the air. I don't think this came out on the air because the song hadn't ended yet, but it was like, why don't you just get a logbook?
You have a notes app on your phone. Everyone has one.
But like, we all just sit down or go to a jeweler and go, okay, what? Let's get our ring fingers out. Okay, that's a size 4. Okay, well, let's get our middle finger out. This is a size whatever. Do you know what size my aura is?
It's an 8.
Is it?
Why don't you throw this bad boy on? Tell me what size
it's on your middle finger, right?
It's on my middle finger.
I think my middle one is a 7. Is it a 9?
That's a 13.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, let me show you something.
You want me to be a 9? What are you saying?
All right, how big is this?
No.
Is that a 4? No, but you know what I'm saying?
Like, but it is tough because you're right, because you can't just measure them yourself, right? You need the sizer thing.
I'm saying. This friend
and
of
then
a friend
you write
is
it
like,
down.
I don't. No, because then you've ruined the surprise, Aaron.
No, you haven't. And T-Hack will agree with me.
No.
It should not be a surprise.
If you genuinely want it to be a surprise, though, you can't go like, let's just go look at ring sizes in case I want to buy you the class ring you never got. No, it's like, you know what it's for.
You know what it's for, and that's fine. No. You want it to be the right size. You have to have the conversation. The actual proposal can be a surprise, but I want you to know my ring size.
No.
I agree with her. It should not be. For the big ring, you got to just bite the bullet. You got to ask. You got to talk. You got to be talking about it because you're planning your future together. It shouldn't just be a surprise. But what about after you're married? What about buying rings for the other fingers? Like all of that. It's too hard.
Oh, like for Christmas or their birthday, you want to give them their birthstone? Or like I remember wanting to give the birthstone of my kids to my ex-wife. You know what I mean? Get her a ring.
Oh, that has
with
both.
Like the what months were my children born? July
and December.
July and December. I think December's tough. I think it's a diamond.
No, that's April.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Is one of them a ruby? What am I? I think I'm an
ruby,
aquamarine.
I think is.
December's turquoise.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Then maybe that's what stopped me from doing it. It's Black Hills gold.
But it's hard because my wife was, I was put in this position where she was like, I would love some jewelry for Christmas. Like,
can I tell you how to do it? If you really want to be secret, and it's so easy. And there's one person in this room, there's only one person in this room equipped to do it, probably at all times, but definitely if I were to be a betting man, I'm saying they're ready to do it right now.
Hmm.
It's you, T-Hack. Reach into your right pocket.
Okay.
What's in there?
I have my chapstick. I have my pen.
You just keep that in
there
your pocket?
There it is. That's all you need.
What?
Pen.
A pen? Yeah. I always have a pen.
You always have the exact kind of pen you need.
What for what?
You
what
need
do
a
I
felt
do?
Felt tip pen. Then just one day playfully like grab some of her rings and go, oh my God, and you put it on your finger and you're like, that doesn't even fit me. That only reaches to my knuckle. Like, remember exactly where it is on your finger. Draw a line. Stop looking at me like that. Because I did this more than once and have had successful proposals. I'm just bad at the marriage thing that comes after. So now you have a line on your finger.
Okay.
Now you go to Shane Co. or wherever you get your jewelry. You get the ring size kit. Slide this one on. Ooh, that's a 7. That only reaches here. Ooh, let's try the 7.5. Oh, it hits the green line. She's a 7.5.
That's really good.
Diabolical.
It is.
She gets surprised. No, like, oh, this is stupid, but I just need to know your ring sizes.
But you do have to go pretty quick, though. You can't be like, yo, I haven't washed my hands in a week. Trying to keep this line intact.
Come on!
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
I have an idea, and I am very serious. Like, this is... I want this to happen, and I need your guys' help.
Okay.
I just want to say something to the group, okay. And I don't know if you can sense it, but I'm really trying to buy in this year. Like, I'm trying to be more present.
Oh, okay.
And more just supportive. I don't know. Grateful.
Oh, I love that.
A lot of different things that I'm just trying to do.
Attitude of gratitude, baby.
Yeah. I'm trying this new trick. Oh my God, I'm hijacking. I'm doing the opposite. Like, I'm trying this new thing. I saw this reel or something that was like, be grateful to the past first, kind of. And a quick way to do that is do something nice for yourself, like the day before. It's hard to explain what it is, but it's like, before you go to bed, lay your clothes out, set your toothbrush there, do everything.
Oh, yeah.
So then in the morning, you're just like, damn, everything's ready for me.
No, I've learned that because of the whole like, oh, I'll get gas tomorrow. Like, no, future Aaron is going to be pissed at you. Do it now.
I was running late on my way to work today.
Yeah.
And a friend had stopped over, my buddy Juan had stopped over at my house for coffee. So there was coffee cups, all the stuff it takes to make the Breville work is all in the sink. And I'm like, I'll do it later. And I'm like, do you want to come home to dishes or you want to just come home?
Right.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I'll be 3 minutes late to work. I'm going to do these dishes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And now when I get home, I am going to be so grateful for what I did that it's okay.
That's smart. I like it.
Having said that, I'm having a real hard time being supportive of you right now.
No, but like you could.
I don't, because when you could honestly help. Like, I have an idea. It is like, it's going to be.
No, and this kind of ties in because I am very upset with past Erin that she hasn't learned this yet.
Okay.
And I feel like present T-Hack could also learn some of this.
Mm.
Oh, so am I the good one in the room?
Out of the three of us, yeah.
Okay, everyone, pull your cars over because something bad is about to happen. Four horsemen are on the horizon.
No.
I'm never the good one in this room.
I need to learn how to change a tire, how to change my oil, how to jump start a car.
Oh my God, I'll teach you all those things.
Yes, like we need to put together a class and I'm sorry.
But first I want T-Hack to do it.
Well, that's why I'm having him take the class with me.
Because I can jumpstart a car, as long as it's not needing an oil change.
Do you think you could?
Yeah, I've done it before. Absolutely.
Did you have your phone out? Were you YouTubing? Is what I'm saying. Did you figure out which way?
No, I maybe will Google like which is the plus. But once I get it started, then I know what to do. Like, I want to make sure I...
But you understand the jumper cables are black and red, and so are the terminals on your battery.
I know, but I always forget which one to put it on first. The car that's running or the car that you don't want.
Which way would you do it?
I think you put it on the car that's running.
It's the way I do it, but it feels...
Right?
I think that might be right, but that is the way you do it. But then, like, if you cross those streams, you are zapping.
Mm-hmm.
But it's...
And I've said this before. I have an aversion to heat, fire. Yeah. Like, I hate... So, I'm very... This feels like it's going to blow. When you're messing with a car battery
and
like
zapped.
Okay. Yeah. So that's why I'm just extra cautious.
But
I need a class. Aaron's right.
Like I have an idea of what to do, but I don't want to mess it up. I need someone to show me. I want to take classes because I got stuck.
Is there a class?
I don't know. Let's make one. Like that's the thing.
Yeah. Just life 101.
Yeah.
The thing is, okay. I don't want to.
I can watch all of the YouTube videos.
Yeah,
you need
hands on.
Yes.
What I was going to say is, in the past, we've done things like this as a radio station, right? I remember a long time ago, somebody called in, was like, okay, I have this huge formal event coming up and it's all my coworkers and everybody's got to dress up. And it was like, I don't know how to, I can't walk in heels.
Mm.
And we did a finishing school.
Now that I know how to do. But
your legs see you look great in those.
If I had to guess heels or tire... I know where my money's at. Okay. But so we did a finishing school where all these women came out and then like there was like we had somebody from Sephora or MAC or whatever teaching you how to get your makeup better. And like people, we had a runway where you had to like practice walking in heels and there was like models to show you how to do all that stuff. That's all kind of legal. I don't know if we were to do this, like we would probably tie in Brothers Bar and Grill and we would go out there.
Yeah.
We get half in the
use
bag
parking lot
and then jack up a car. And I feel like there's some liability issues involved in like...
Okay, well, can we...
Skip the Brothers Bar?
And just put on the heels and then...
No, but I mean, I'm with you. Like we could do it, but if we want to help other people, like if you don't know, if a school like this would be beneficial to you, text right now to 303-222-5423. It's a good idea, but if we can teach you, here's what I think we do. We teach you and then you can be one of the instructors. You know what I'm saying?
That's a lot of pressure.
No, I mean, or you can at least be a helper. You can be an RN.
Okay. Okay.
I bet an RN's, the RNs are mad.
Yeah. They're very offended.
you can be a nurse, whatever the very basic medical assistant. You can be that.
Okay.
You can be a teeth cleaner chick. Oh my God. What other people can I offend? But what can you do, Tiek? Like, can you do all of it?
No, I could jump the car. I could not change a tire. I could put, not, I've never done it.
If you were stranded on the side of the road,
I would call
in the car and they're so sad.
I would call AAA.
You're in the middle of Iowa.
I don't know. I don't know how to do it. I mean, I'm sure I could figure it out, but I wouldn't trust myself enough.
Do you know where the things are in your car?
Where the spare tire is?
In the jack?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they're under the trunk, the thing in the trunk.
Okay.
But I've never, I think they are. I haven't checked.
Could you change your oil?
No.
Okay.
No. Never done it.
But do you think you know where it is? Let's say the apocalypse happens.
Okay.
Like one flat tire, you're crawling to a Big O. They're all in.
They're booked.
For sure. All the Les Schwabs have burned to the ground. And Big O is
here. Why did you turn on me? Aaron said she can't do it either.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a story of instant karma.
Ooh, I love that.
Don't you?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to really love this one.
I have a story. If you want to commit a crime, sometimes you need to create a distraction.
Oh, yeah.
Smart.
But your distraction...
Oh, I'm sorry. Before you... Look over there.
Huh?
Sorry.
Your distraction can't be too distracting.
Okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Polk County, Florida.
Let's go!
There was a man and woman.
I was like, where's the... I didn't
we
hear
were
it
screaming
until,
so okay. loud you couldn't hear it.
Sorry.
It was there.
A man and woman went into a Family Dollar store in Florida and...
Are things still a dollar in a dollar store? They're not, are they?
No.
It's like Papa John's $10 Tuesday. It's now $10.99.
Oh,
Papa
yeah.
Murphy's, sorry.
Yeah, and I'm a dollar store connoisseur. Yeah, because I used to go to them all the time. We ride our bikes to them. There's one across from our school. And the prices have been going up. But this couple...
You can't call it that anymore.
I agree.
Call it dollar-ish store or something.
Dollars Sorry. Store.
Dollars. Yeah. There you go. Oh, no, just add an S to it.
Well, this couple went into the Family Dollar and they had this plan, right? He's going to commit the crime. She's going to do the distraction. So he wanted to steal a bunch of cleaning supplies.
Smart.
About $500 worth. So
Holy God.
From the dollar store? Yeah,
so that's 500 items. Where it used to be.
Now it's probably like 450.
Yeah.
Still a lot.
He was loading up the cart.
Nice.
With all the cleaning supplies. While she created the distraction, she was loading up the floor. She decided to relieve herself right there.
That's the distraction?
Yeah.
To distract the workers.
Fake a seizure. Choke.
Right. Nope.
There's a billion different things you can do.
You're just embarrassing yourself.
Yeah. And now you're kind of like, the guy's got to push the cart around your mess.
Yeah. You're blocking the getaway path.
Exactly. But she went number two. She created the distraction. And they were both able to get away. I don't want to say clean because she probably wasn't. But they got away. They're looking for her. The police are...
They got away.
They it did. Worked.
After leaving... Yeah.
The police are referring to them
trail.
As Mr. Clean and Miss Dookie. So if you see anyone who has been doing...
CBS, if you're listening, if you don't adopt that and make a crime-fighting duo, Wednesday nights on CBS, Mr. Clean...
Miss
and
Dookie.
Agent Dookie? Is that what it is?
Yeah, Miss Dookie.
Miss Dookie. Okay. All right. My story is not from Florida. And it's from a place where I don't think anybody in here is going to help, but it's from Australia.
G'day, mate.
That's all we got is g'day,
Hugh
mate.
Jackman.
Is that from Despicable Me?
Wallaby.
A person in Australia decided to light a fast food restaurant on fire.
What?
Oh, no,
not
bingo.
Fun. What?
Arnar, bingo. Fingar. Bluey?
Went into the fast food restaurant with a flammable liquid, poured some of it, and then tried to ignite the flames.
Oh, no.
Unfortunately for said feller, the flames only got onto him.
Okay.
Engulfed the person's clothing? Is that clothing? It's not in Germany. Their clothing had to run out of the restaurant, desperate to extinguish the flames. And try to take his liar pants on fire pants off while running down the street.
Okay.
He put himself on the Barbie.
He got into a car while still on fire.
Stop.
And they drove down the street.
Keep doing what you're doing. You're on fire.
His friend was trying to distract the police who were coming to the scene by pooping all over the burning man.
Just a good day to shut down and close early.
Clock out.
Those were all these stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.
9.